This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News now here on RNIB Connect Radio from Dundee Contemporary Arts about their new digital audio description service, providing access for blind and partially sighted people to many of their exhibitions and films. Joining me now is Dundee Contemporary Arts Communications Officer Alison Scott, along with Kay Hamlin, DCA's Exhibitions Assistant, to tell me more about this new digital audio description service. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Alison and Kay.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Hi there, thanks for having us back.
Firstly, Kay, would you remind me and listeners to what Dundee Contemporary Arts is all about and the sorts of, I suppose, exhibitions, events and films that you put on?
Of course. So Dundee Contemporary Arts is Dundee's primary contemporary arts centre, as in the name, but we also have four major areas of programming, which include our learning space, our print studio, our cinema, and our exhibitions. So alongside the exhibitions that we put on three times a year, we also have two fantastic cinema screens that show up to three films a day, and our print studio, which houses residencies and workshops for local people and schools.
Alison, I know DCA has been providing access to your exhibitions through guided in-person audio described tours, and I wondered what made you want to sort of think about providing online digital audio description tours of your exhibitions for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, so in the past we have done some in-person tours, and we've decided to move into more recorded content that can be accessed remotely, and we're really keen that people can come to DCA in their own time, out with, you know, people have very different schedules, so out with a scheduled tour time. We aren't moving forward with in-person tours at the moment, so all of our content is recorded, but we have amazing exhibitions assistants, visitor assistants who are on hand when you visit the gallery and can point you towards the various ways that you can access the audio descriptive content. So we have a few different places that we keep those. So you can access them when you come in through speaking to one of the visitor assistants and being guided through how to approach those on our app, which is called Bloomberg Connect. So we have that route. You can also access them through our website. So if you want to, for instance, listen to something before you come along to the gallery, it's really up to you. So they're also there to help prepare for how you might navigate the space and the kind of ideas that you might come up against or interact with. So yeah, they really offer a bit more of a flexible approach to how people want to engage with our exhibitions.
I suppose that's quite good, providing that sort of variety so somebody can come along to the exhibition space when they want to, and they can either come with a friend to help them to sort of navigate a bit, or as you say, there's staff on hand to help them. But the beauty of it is you can come at whenever you want, but also, you know, that audio description is available either on your own device or on a device from DCA, and you can go around whenever you want and how you want.
Yeah, I think the best way is through your own device, because you can adjust a lot of the settings to your own preferences as well. So for partially sighted people, you can change the font size. You can, you know, take your own time in that experience with them, with an artwork. And yeah, of course, as you wish. I also think it's a nice thing to be able to go away and listen to and reflect. And the way that they're written, the descriptions are written, they're really poetic in their own way of exploring artworks as well.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple and they do sound really good. And I know, Alison, there's quite a variety of exhibitions and events happening at DCA. Would you be able to just give me a little bit of a rundown of what might be available through the online audio descriptions and what might be coming up at DCA?
Yeah, I can. So at the moment, we have an exhibition by an artist called Michelle Williams-Gemacher. That opened in December and it'll run until March the 24th, so a couple months left of that exhibition. This is a really exciting one for us. So it's a solo exhibition, and within that exhibition there's a newly commissioned film which is called Thieves, and Michelle Williams-Gemacher's work really responds to films that she's watched herself during her childhood, and then those are kind of unpacked and seen anew through time, and they open up conversations about race and representation, identity and agency. And she's really inspired by early Hollywood and British cinema, So Thieves, the new film, is a kind of fantasy adventure that's based on The Thief of Baghdad, which is a 1924 silent black and white film, and it also exists as a 1940 Technicolor film. So she's kind of looking at the representation in historic cinema and then recasting marginalised characters and kind of reworking those stories. So that's the exhibition that we have at the moment. For the audio descriptive content that we have, those mean that we do have an audio descriptive track for a version of the film that you can watch in our information space, which is just in the foyer. And then we also have introductions for some of the other works of art that are in the exhibition as well. So there's two other films, and the films are installed within the gallery alongside props, amazing kind of pieces of ephemera from historic early Hollywood cinema, and also from the making of Michelle's films. So this is kind of layered history and really interesting objects as well. So it's very theatrical and there's a lot going on, but I really think that the audio descriptions as introductions can really situate you in that space and in those histories. And then we also have the track for when you watch the film as well. Yeah, so that's the current exhibition. I'll maybe leave it there. We do have a really busy exhibitions program. So we have three different exhibitions a year, and we're hoping that we can do these similar audio descriptions for each of those in the next year as well.
Have you both had any sort of feedback from blind and partially sighted people who have listened to the digital audio descriptions so far? And have they sort of made any comments about it?
So I've personally, main feedback that I've heard has been just really lovely comments coming through the visitor assistant team. So our visitor services manager was telling me about somebody that came, she was helping them to download the Bloomberg Connect app and helping them kind of get set up and listening to the audio descriptions. And just, I think it's just, the main feedback I've had is just people being excited. Oh, someone came in and they wanted to use it and it was really great. And I think it can mean that people stay longer in the space and become a bit more kind of immersed in it than they might otherwise be. So there's the kind of being spoken to through Juliana, who's recorded the tracks, like being spoken to by another person as you go around, I think can really hold you in the space for a bit longer. So that's the kind of main things I've heard, is just wee stories coming through the visitor services team. Kay, maybe you've heard some other feedback.
Yeah, and I can jump in a little bit here too, because a while back we had some lovely feedback on X, formerly Twitter, from someone who had visited by booking through the Welcome Me app. So they were then greeted at the door by one of our visitor services managers, who was able to guide them through the gallery and bring them into the information space where they could sit with a fully described film before moving on into the galleries. And they were very impressed with what Juliana had to say. And also, as Alison mentioned, her poetic describing style that is perhaps a bit different than what people are maybe used to encountering in some scripted audio descriptions. And that's a really great thing that we can offer alongside the works, as something that augments the arts and is almost a standalone experience on itself as a poetic journey through our exhibitions, can we say?
I suppose, Kay, in a way, having the online audio descriptions and the app and Welcome Me and everything else, blind and partially sighted people are almost getting the same sort of experience that a sighted person might do coming to DCA, because they can go in and walk around and, sort of go and see what they want to see.
Absolutely. And that's how we hope to continue adding these points of access. And that's why it's really fantastic for any feedback that we can gather, so we can keep tailoring this experience and opening as many points to welcome in the public and let them get the full experience of everything we have to offer here.
Alison, where can listeners go to find out more about not only Dundee Contemporary Arts, but of course the new online digital audio description service, and where to sort of download the app or just find out and listen to the audio description?
Yeah, for sure. So DCA's website is the best place to start, I would say. We are on all of the social media channels that you would expect as well. And we're also, as you say, on the Bloomberg Connect app. So that can be accessed through the App Store on an Android or iPhone device. And then when you download the app, you just need to search for Dundee Contemporary Arts, and that will lead you straight to the audio descriptions. You can also, if you're passing by DCA, come in. We have a really friendly team who are really happy to talk to you about where you can access various things. So exhibition notes, which we also have as a recorded version, so you can listen to the kind of really detailed descriptions of artworks. Yeah, that I think that's the best place. And the website, pop in, and all the social media that you can imagine. One thing also to add, we do have our accessibility email. So if you're interested in signing up to our email, again, it's quite should be quite clear through the website, or just get in touch if you're struggling to find it. So our accessibility email goes out on a 6-week basis. And in there we have updates when exhibitions audio descriptions are released. We also have information about screenings with audio descriptions available and various other accessibility related updates. So things like we do low lighting events and various other things that might come up in the events program that might be more one-off. So they all go in that email. So I really recommend signing up to it as well. Yes. Yeah, so the website address to reach DCA is dca.org.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alison and Kay from Dundee Contemporary Arts, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about your new digital audio description service.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much. We're hoping to welcome you to DCA soon.